Looking ahead to the breakout car tech of 2020, it's good old-fashioned electric. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. A new decade is almost upon us, which means this week, we're going to talk about what to expect from the tech world in 2020. Today, let's kick the tires, pun intended, on the transportation tech that seems prepared to go big in 2020, electric vehicles. Now, obviously, yes, this tech has been around a while, but at least here in the US, the EV market hasn't had its boom, and there hasn't been much mainstream competition to Tesla. But this could be the year that EVs finally go big time. Jack Stewart covers transportation for Marketplace. Full disclosure, he is also tech's favorite EV enthusiast. I asked him whether 2020 will be the year of the electric car.
2019 just felt like a really big year for electric vehicles. We had Ford, for example, showing off its latest Mustang Mach-E. And just the fact that this big mainstream manufacturer made their big splashy unveil at the LA Auto Show, and it was an electric car, and it borrowed their big muscle car brand, which is really going to annoy a few muscle car fans, just really made me feel that maybe this is people starting to take this really seriously. This sort of Tesla threat is now sort of rearing its head in a way that mainstream manufacturers are taking notice of. EV sales are still hovering around the 2% mark of the market in the US, so not a lot, and they're not going to tip up massively from that in 2020, but I think we will see some momentum in the sort of the increased direction.
What are the missing pieces to go from kind of tipping point to mainstream?
To go mainstream, I guess these cars have to be suitable for everybody. So to get electric vehicles into everybody's driveway, you have to build electric vehicles that people want to buy and want to drive. But of course, everybody wants the option to use their vehicle however they want to use it. And that means going on a road trip twice a year. And so they've got to be capable of doing that. So there do need to be networks for people to charge. That's one of the really clever things that Tesla did, and perhaps one of the unappreciated things about that company, is they built out a network of superchargers, these high-speed battery chargers that can give you kind of up to 80% of your battery back in 40 minutes, 30 minutes sometimes even. And they've built those out across the country, but they're only for Tesla drivers to use, and that makes those cars that much more compelling.
We're mostly talking EVs, and we're not talking that much about autonomous cars. Do you think that the reverse tipping point happened in 2019 where we realized like, that technology is way harder than we thought? We're just chugging along somewhat slowly.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. We've sort of reached the trough of disillusionment point of the hype cycle that people talk about when they talk about these technology companies, particularly coming out of Silicon Valley, just realizing this is a much harder problem to crack than they thought it was. They're still optimistic they will crack it, but we're just hearing a lot now about companies that are having to form partnerships for investment into autonomous vehicles because it's so expensive to go it alone and it's such a big risk to go it alone. So that is all going to take just a little bit longer.
Jack Stewart covers transportation at Marketplace. Car and Driver published a slideshow of the 35 or so electric cars that are expected in the next 2 years. We have a link to that list over at our website, marketplacetech.org. If you're shopping now, Kelly Blue Book says the best EV to buy in 2020 is the Hyundai Kona Electric. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. A new decade is just around the corner, which means time is running out to support Marketplace and make it count for this year. Any donation makes you a Marketplace investor and a partner in our mission to make people smarter about the economy. And don't forget, if you give at least $60 or a monthly donation of $5 or more, you'll get exclusive access to our 2020 Ask Me Anything virtual event series. Find out more and donate at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.